choirs, all of them. Voices are the best teachers of other voices. Choirs who are encouraged and nurtured in their role as teachers of the church at worship are comfortable and often zealous in their work of leading the parish with their voices in the singing of hymns and liturgy. And this is also a description of the joyful work of children's choirs. Their function is no different than that of the adult choirs. In fact, the place to start a reformation of practice is with children, for they are the present and the future. A reformation may indeed be needed. Luther says, without the theology of the cross, man misuses the best in the worst manner. And that is what has happened to the hymn. It is, in many places, in the service of the theology of glory. It therefore has as its starting point man, man's decision, man's experience, man's sacrifice, man's sincerity, man's desire to appease through methods, obedience, and service, man's self-satisfying triumphalism that exalts and delights in a custom-made theology. Hymns that have man as a starting point will also have man as an ending point. And even though Christ may be mentioned along the way, he will not be at the center of the text. The theology of glory has found a great teacher in the hymn. It would be difficult to find a more effective and appealing teacher. And one does not have to look far to see the impressive results of the quiet teaching campaign. Hymnals are collections of a theology, and hymnals that have man as a starting point are not only knocking at Missouri Synod's door, they have already assumed residency in 11% of her parishes. And what is also alarming is that the 11% does not begin to accurately represent all of the parishes using the same material, but not often enough yet to claim a most frequently used status. And a further concern is that this percentage does not at all reflect the use of this material with the children of our parishes. Hymnals have been involved whenever a reformation has been needed in the Lutheran Church. In the case of Luther and C.F.W. Walther, hymnals aided the Reformation. In the case of the early 19th and late 20th century, spurious hymnals play a major role in the need for a reformation. For us to take this careful look today at one of the church's main teachers of doctrine is most appropriate at a confession symposium, because such a symposium is about a back-to-basics approach to the understanding and application of belief in the church. And a back-to-basics approach is exactly what is needed for the church at worship. We must see the hymnal as guardian of stable worship practice, as well as the Confessions Book of the Layman. Now, the theology of the cross also has a great teacher in the hymn. And this is where we have, as a church body, been uniquely blessed. Our Lord has seen fit to lavish upon this confession an unequaled number of theologians, poets, and musicians who have as their starting point what God has done for man in Christ. Writers who understand and believe difficult theology of the cross sayings like this one of Luther, "Man hides what is his in order to conceal it, but God conceals what is his in order to reveal it." These are writers who are able to impart these profound truths through verse and song for use even by the young. This is an extraordinary good gift from God that should be seen as such. It is a gift that transcends culture and time. It is a wealth. It is a treasure of theology of the cross instruction that has been handed down to us for our use today. Listen to the richness of just four Paul Gerhardt lines. He whom the sea and the wind obey doth come to serve the sinner in great meekness. Thou, God's own Son, with us are one, dost join us and our children in our weakness. Or this Gesenius text, oh, what a wondrous offering. See how the Master spares his servants and their suffering and grief for them he bears. God comes down from his throne on high for me, his guilty creature, and deigns as man to die. My manifold transgression forgiven harms me none, since Jesus' blood and passion for me God's grace has won. His lifeblood all my debt has paid, of hell and all its torments, I am no more afraid. Or this Martin Fronsman text, from the cross, thy wisdom shining, breaking forth in conquering might, from the cross, forever beameth all thy bright, redeeming light. These are examples of hymns of a sublime beauty that teach the theology of the cross. Now, it's true that they are more difficult textually and musically than the average theology of glory expression, and we should expect that. For these are not throwaway expressions. They are well-crafted confessions carried by worthy music that we have a lifetime to learn and live with. Confessions that our grandparents lived with. Confessions that we hope our grandchildren will be given the opportunity to live with. We must, for the sake of the bride, let the bride continue to be served by this good gift and teacher. I thank you.